Okay, last week we talked about how we are attracted to those we find it satisfying and gratifying to be around. If a relationship gives us more reward and pleasure than cost and pain, we will like that relationship and wish it to continue. This is what we call reward theory of attraction. And I want to share with you my own personal experience that can help you better understand the reward theory of attraction. I still remember how I met one of my good friends. His name is John. John used to be my neighbor, and we lived very close, but we'd never really had a conversation before. One time, he invited me to his party, and there we talked about a lot of things, like we talked about books and a lot of other things, too. Wow, that was a great time that night. We found out we had a lot of things in common. We both loved books and baseball, and after that, we became very good friends. A couple of years later, I moved to a different place where the neighbor is also very nice and a gentle person. But I always feel uncomfortable and want to avoid conversation with my new neighbor. Every time we chatted with each other, I had a little headache because I couldn't find anything that I'm interested in that he is also interested in as well. I think this is the reward theory of attraction. I find it satisfying when I'm around John because we share the same interests.